Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. Thank you to my most recent guest, the fine co-devil, Matt Rothschild. Call him Batman up around here. And I see I got Fancy Brian back on the board, so I'm a little bit happier.
I just got a little better. I made it back.
You are an awesome man, and you drive quite safely and efficiently. Because I see you on the radio with me.
Well, I was in Madison, I was in Columbus, and I came back here. Hooray! Solving many problems everywhere I go.
Many places been to and touched and stuff done at.
Many a drive-through.
I appreciate all your efforts. There are some out there in Radio Land that are less appreciative. If anything goes wrong, it's Brian's fault.
Usually,
sort of,
yes.
Our attitude around here, but Brian also fixed everything that ever goes wrong in this building. The phone guy today needed our help to install phones. I'm like, come on, man, you're the phone guy. So anyways, we're still a pretty new, well, we're not a new operation, but we're new in this world headquarters. We're still getting phones installed.
They work today. I heard it ring.
I know. I didn't answer it either. Do you know who called?
You're in the middle of a meeting.
Was I? Or was I just ignoring the phones?
No, you were actually in the middle of a meeting.
Yes.
I was the one ignoring the phones, technically.
We both were.
Anyway, who was
we
that?
Both were. I don't know. That? I didn't check the messages.
I thought you were going to tell me.
If you want to talk to me, you call me on the radio at 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, I know you missed a little bit of the show, but did you see Trump's newest effort to get the Biden administration to block what the visitor logs to the White House?
Why do you need the visitor logs blocked?
Well, you know, if you're blocking evidence or hiding evidence or burning evidence or perhaps tearing up evidence and flushing
toilet. I thought that Trump was completely, completely innocent. He's been telling us all along.
Well, you didn't even let me get to the part that, you know, an innocent person doesn't do that, Fancy Brian.
That's what I was told.
Nor do, you know, people that are not guilty, do they spend so much energy and time and effort trying to, what, block every effort to get to the truth? No, the truth will never set me free. The truth might put me in prison. You know, that's the real reason. But it was an unsuccessful attempt. Sad. #sad.
#sad for that poor boy.
So conspicuous in the timing, at least to my opinion, Fancy Brian, this new Durham report, the Dunham-Durham report, the big old nothing burger. But it sounds like something spicier than a nothing burger, as told through the mouths of the Foxy News host and, of course, Righty Whitey Talk Radio. And the conspicuousness of the timing, to my opinion, Brian, apparently Donald Trump had a few bad headlines in the last week or so. And if the former president is soon about to be indicted, well, isn't it a great time for a special counsel appointed by Bill Barr, the attorney general, then under Donald Trump, who's been out there in the nether regions just looking for dirt, looking for dirt. And then Trump got some bad headlines, and Trump might soon be facing some sort of criminal prosecution. And suddenly we found gold, and Trump's been spied on. Although it doesn't even say that in the Durham report, but Trump's been saying it. And hell, Trump's been saying, you know, if I've been spied on, you know what the penalty for spying on the president would be? Well, it'd be death. Somebody's going to have to die.
Too bad he's not the president anymore. So
I'm not even quite sure if he was the president at that time. I'm really quite confused. But this Durham report, it's given them fresh ammunition. But you know who's trying to kind of shut it down? Why, Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
The one that apparently is being threatened with death. And the one that, you know, might have some insight in what really happened. So even conservatives that have read this lawsuit, you know, setting aside a few rabble-rouser MAGA sorts, you know, the Lynn Woods, the Kraken lady, maybe Rudy. Rudy sees some merit in these, and, well, they're not indictments. They're just a filing with a lot of gobbledygook about computers and servers, and somebody probably did something that you're not going to understand from our filing. But here's how Hillary Clinton responded today. She's back from the woods, Fancy Brian, responding to the newest accusation that she somehow funded, masterminded the spying on Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton on Wednesday, according to TheHill.com, criticized former President Trump and Fox News for spinning up a fake scandal. That's her quote. Over special counsel John Durham's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Now, some on Foxy News have accused Hillary Clinton of planting information about Russian collusion between Trump and Russia so then they could later find collusion with Trump and Russia.
Yeah, but the dude was talking about having a hotel with Putin, having the tower suite.
The Trump Tower, Moscow?
Yeah. They were already business partners in the first place, and then they had a meeting.
Come on, they didn't consummate that.
Unless they did. Yeah, they did. They totally consummated. They
had a room at the Four Seasons that one night.
They consummated in Helsinki, my man.
Oh yeah, that was a whole different.
That's why there was that. That's why there was no. They didn't need a translator there when you look into each other's eyes.
Here's what Hillary is out tweeting today. Trump and Fox are desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from his real ones, so it's a day that ends in Y. The more his misdeeds are exposed, the more they lie. Clinton also shared a Vanity Fair article, which she said had good debunking of the latest nonsense. In a court filing last week, Durham, who was appointed by former AG William Barr as special counsel. Now, why doesn't Merrick Garland just in this charade? Because he's going to come off as political and he wants to be apolitical?
I think Merrick Garland is gearing up. I'm hoping, again, in my mind, I'm hoping Merrick Garland has Merrick Garland Day where he just goes, blank you, blank you, blank you, you're cool, I'm out. And everybody gets served, everybody goes to jail, and he's just sitting there going, ha-ha, I'm left.
Well, here's what Durham's filing claimed, and yes, I'd like to see that come to fruition. I will personally declare it Merrick Garland Day up around here. But here is the, you know, the filing from Durham that's got Trump all aflutter with tales of, they spied on me. In 2016's election, the claim is that tech entrepreneur Rodney Jaffe had used non-public government domain name system, DNS data, and they've already lost me. I need like Tony Capella from Five Nines or a guy like you. You're smarter than me on these topics, but they've already lost me in the words of one sentence. But for the rest, I'll continue reading just in case they are more fluent. Data to look into supposed links between the Trump Organization and a Russian bank. Now, if you read the actual filing, it is truly gobbledygook. The filing was part of a case against Michael Sussman, a former attorney for Jaffe who worked on behalf of Clinton's 2016 campaign. Durham has accused Sussman of lying when he told the FBI in 16 that he was not representing a client while presenting, potentially establishing a link between Trump's business and Alpha Bank in Moscow. Durham's filing alleged that Sussman got the relevant information from Jaffe. Now, Trump quickly reacted to the filing and claimed the lack of media attention on the filing was indicative of how totally corrupt and shameless the media is. Well, I'm even talking about it, Trump. We can't all be all corrupt and whatever. What'd you say we were? Shameless? You were on Shameless.
I was on Shameless.
Can you imagine if the roles were reversed and the Republicans, in particular President Donald Trump, got caught illegally spying into the office of the president? All hell would break loose in the electric chair would immediately come out of retirement.
No, they would probably go and do that and blame Nancy Pelosi for it almost immediately. It was definitely Pelosi's fault. Why didn't she stop us from committing the crimes we did?
Fancy Brian, let me put a little disclaimer on this whole story. However, as the Vanity Fair article shared by Clinton noted, Sussman's conversation with federal authorities had already been reported on last year, and Durham had not claimed that the White House had been infiltrated or that the Clinton campaign had paid Jaffe. So, you know, the underlying there that could be there ain't there. There's no there there. I hope I said that correctly. But there's no there there.
There's there and then there's not there. When will then be there?
The court filing also did not state that the White House data that had come under scrutiny had come from the Trump administration. So this supposedly happened like in the 2014-2017 time frame. And if we recall Carter Page, they've been talking about that, the FISA courts and Carter Page. And, you know, he supposedly was talking to an Australian guy, had too many drinks. Him and Papadopoulos, the guy that spent some time in Oxford prison in Wisconsin. I mean, these guys were out bragging over drinks.
Uh-huh.
And so, anyways.
That's why I can imagine if anyone got caught. Oh, okay. Bragging over drinks.
And the whole Trump's been exonerated of all claims of collusion. Well, no, he wasn't.
No.
And specifically, Manafort reportedly was giving inside Trump campaign polling information to what, Kilimnik? Was it Kilimnik? They met in the cigar bar in D.C. And Manafort, who was working pro bono for Trump, because that's what we all do, man. We give months and months of our time for free. Well, maybe in the radio business, but most people don't do that. You know, but Manafort was doing it because he had some debts to the man. Kilimnik owed him like $10 or $15 million and wanted to make it all right. So give him a little inside polling information, which they used to target specifically right here in the state of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, Sherman Park. They used that to put out some false flags. And then they were followed shortly thereafter by David A. Clark Jr. He's right on the same page with the Russian troll farms. Come back, more devils, including Fancy Brian and your phone calls, 844-967-2789.
Just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
We're not doctors.
Well, it also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Yeah. Want to go out with a bang?
Doing Vladimir Putin's bidding.